Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ted Rossman is on the phone. He is with Bankrate.com, and he's a credit card senior industry analyst. Are people still racking up debt on their credit card, or did they get the message, and are they starting to dial back and pay down?
Well, unfortunately, credit card debt is headed back towards record highs. We actually got a little bit of a reprieve in the first quarter when balances fell unexpectedly by a couple of percentage points. But that was after three straight quarters of increases. So we are still below the pre-pandemic record, actually about 10% below, according to the New York Fed. But I think when we get the Q2 data in a couple of weeks, I think we're going to see a sizable jump. We know interest rates are going up. If you have credit card debt, you really want to make it a priority to pay this down, perhaps via a 0% balance transfer card. You could pause that interest clock for up to 21 months.
And at the same time, everybody's like, I'm traveling. I don't care if there's long lines and they lose my luggage and I'm paying a high price for gas. Most Americans, according to the article that I saw you post, Ted, over 58% of Americans say that they're taking a trip this summer. They're going to travel for leisure at some point. If they don't get it done this summer, it'll be this fall.
That's right. It's like inflation be darned. You know, we want to celebrate moving on, hopefully, from the pandemic. We want to get back out there, check items off our bucket list, see our friends and family, do all the stuff we couldn't do the past couple of years. 52% willing to spend more on travel this year versus a quote-unquote normal year. Only 15% planning to pare back. Everybody else was about the same. So, yeah, the desire to travel is strong. It comes at a cost, though, because we found that the majority of travelers are acknowledging these higher prices, and they're willing to pay it, at least for now. But I have to wonder how long that will last. I think there might be a little bit of a sugar high here that could wear off if inflation and recession worries continue to take their toll.
Because I'm a traveler. That's what I do. I have always said I work to travel, and I'm supposed to be on vacation this week, but I couldn't pull the trigger. Everything was so expensive. We thought, well, we'll go to Boston and drive up to Bar Harbor, Maine, or we'll go to Quebec. And now we're looking at driving the coast to California sometime in August. But every flight, every hotel, everything I want to purchase to travel seems to be much more than it has been in the past 4 or 5 years.
It's true. Yeah, it's a major pain point, especially domestic leisure travel. I think that's really where the bulk of these increases are, but that's where everybody wants to go these days. You know, according to the latest Bureau of Labor Statistics data, gas prices are up 49% year over year. Airline fares are up 38%. Hotel costs are up 22%. Dining out costs 7% more. So there's really nowhere to hide for travelers. A couple of money-saving ideas. One would be use your credit card rewards or your hotel points or airline miles. You might be sitting on value that you have forgotten about. The other thing is maybe consider letting the deal dictate when and where you go. As opposed to getting your heart set on a specific place at a specific time, maybe you use a tool like Google Flights, and if you can be flexible and open-minded, maybe you find some kind of deal there.
And that's usually what I would do, but my husband refuses to go anywhere warm. He's tired of the hot weather. I'm like, okay, that leaves Maine, Canada, Iceland, not really sure. Is there a breakdown among demographics when it comes to travel and how easily we accept the disruptions and the issues that we seem to be facing on a daily basis this summer?
Younger adults are most likely to be traveling. So they're doing the whole YOLO, you only live once kind of thing. Maybe have fewer obligations too with things like kids and homes and full-time jobs and all. So it's younger adults that are traveling the most. Interestingly, they're actually the most likely to report travel problems. But it's older adults who are the most taken aback at the cost. So it's really the boomers and the Gen Xers there who are objecting to the higher prices.
That is so funny. I just you just determined my age based on my reaction to the travel issues and how much it costs. And you are right about using mileage points. I know I'm sitting on like almost 100,000 airline miles. I don't know why I'm not using those. It just seems to be a pain. Every time you try and book a flight using those points, they want to fly you through, you know, Nebraska and Kansas to get to California.
And that may actually be an argument in favor of a cashback card. I've actually always been a fan of cashback cards because I like to travel some, but it's not a huge passion of mine. But as a suburban dad with a couple of young kids, I mean, it's really meaningful for me to get, let's say, 6% cash back at the grocery store, which I have on one of my cards. And there's lots of opportunities to get 3, 4, 5% cash back in certain categories. But if you like to travel, I mean, there are some amazing options there as well. It could come with a sign-up bonus on a new card or from ongoing spending. I hear you about the difficulty using some of these. I do think it's nice to keep your options open. So if you get a transferable points card where they have lots of transfer partners like the Chase Sapphire Reserve or Amex Platinum or Capital One is good too. They have that venture card that has transfer partners, but you can also redeem for basically any travel at a fixed valuation that works out to almost like a 2% cash back card used towards travel. The value is there, but yes, travel is more complicated than cash back.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us. I always appreciate your expertise.
Thanks for having me.
Ted Rossman, credit card senior industry analyst at Bankrate. We're all facing travel issues. Gabe, are you traveling anywhere this summer?